SRN News. I'm John Scott. Unrest continuing on U.S. college campuses. Former California Congressman John Campbell says the anti-Semitism being allowed on the campuses seems to be part of a much broader agenda.
Relearning, I guess, taking history and twisting it. And it's all a part of this objective that I speak about a lot, which is to completely tear down Judeo-Christian culture, tear down the Constitution.
Former Congressman Campbell interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Columbia University canceling in-person classes, and police have arrested dozens of students at Yale University as tensions over the war in the Middle East continue to grow on U.S. college campuses. Other protests at the University of Michigan, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the University of North Carolina. Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump criminal trial adjourned early today. Speaking to reporters, former President Trump says the Biden administration coordinating the legal cases against him.
These are all Biden trials. This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it. I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning.
Former President Trump. A key Israeli military figure has resigned.
The military says the head of Israel's intelligence directorate, Ahiron Haliva, has resigned over the failures surrounding Hamas's October 7 attack, becoming the first senior figure to step down over his role in the deadliest assault in Israel's history. The resignation sets the stage for more fallout from Israel's top security brass. In his resignation letter, Haliva writes, "The intelligence directorate under my command did not live up to the task we were in trusted with. I carry that black day with me ever since, day after day, night after night."
This is SRN News. United Methodists are gathering in North Carolina. SRN's Michael Harrington with that report.
The denomination's long-delayed general conference begins Tuesday in Charlotte and will run through May 3rd. The featured event is expected to be a formalization of the ongoing split in the UMC over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Thousands of conservative congregations have been abandoning the denomination in recent years, opting for other affiliations and cutting the UMC's membership by roughly 25%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise around the world, the Swiss Parliament has approved a measure that would ban the use or display of Nazi and racist symbols that could foment extremist hate or violence. The proposal goes beyond a simple ban on Nazi memorabilia, which had failed in the past in Parliament to include other forms of extremist symbols. This is SRN News. Groundbreaking today on a $12 billion high-speed passenger rail line between Las Vegas and the Los Angeles area.
Brightline plans to have trains running by 2028 from just south of the Las Vegas Strip to a commuter rail hub in Rancho Cucamonga, California. The track will be laid in the median of Interstate 15, where motorists sitting in traffic jams would see trains whisk past at speeds comparable to Japan's bullet trains. A Brightline sister company already operates a fast train between Miami and Orlando in Florida. Ron DeRockster reporting.
More than a dozen people suffered mostly minor injuries Saturday when a tram used for tours crashed into a railing at Universal Studios Hollywood near Los Angeles. And Andrew Davis, an acclaimed British conductor, who was music director of the Lyric Opera of Chicago and orchestras on three continents, has died. He was 80. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.